To the left of Mors Musa is Svendholm's Tower. It is most likely named after the Danish bailiff who lived here during the 16th century and who, among other things, works to collect the county's taxes for the Danish king. The tower is 3 stories high with gunpowder arches in the ground floor and accommodations or storage above it. At the bottom of the tower, you can see a square formation in stone, which is the remnants of the foundation of the old square tower that was here further back at the time. All towers here at Bohus were square when they were first built. It is medieval architecture. During the 17th century, however, the square towers were rebuilt into round towers because they provide a much better defense against cannonballs. If the enemy does not get a clean shot, the bullet bounces more easily from a round tower. In addition, a round tower that is damaged would not collapse as easily as one that is square. Here at the bottom of Svendholm's Tower is also one of the fortress's 2 dungeons. It is about 4 meters deep. It is above all criminals or political enemies who are put in these horrible conditions in order to force a quick confession or give up important information. The prisoners who have been sentenced to penal servitude at the fortress are allowed to live in better conditions in one of the barracks located here on the fortress ramparts, so that they can maintain their health and can continue to work reasonably well.